Well, I rise up every morning at 7:45. Some woman who's my wife tells me not to be late. I kiss the kids goodbye, I can't remember their names. And week after week, it's always the same. And it's, oh boys, can't you code it? And program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. Then it's code in the day to give the keyboard a punch. Then cross, correlate, and a break for some lunch. Correlate, tabulate, process, and screen. Program, print out, regress to the mean. And it's, oh boys, can't you code it? Program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. Yeah, then it's home again, eat again, watch some TV, make love to my woman at 10:53. I dream the same dream when I'm sleeping at night. I'm soaring over hills like an eagle in flight. And it's home, boys, can't you code it? And program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. Someday I'm gonna give up all the buttons and things. I'll punch that time clock till it can't ring. Burn up my necktie and set myself free. Cause no one's gonna fold, bend, or mutilate me. And it's, old boys, can't you code it? Program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. And it's, old boys, can't you code it? And program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line.
Well, that was an unusual sea shanty called The White Collar Holler, performed there by Stan Rogers. And just in case you're wondering where that came from, I bought a new computer a few days ago. And so I have just spent 3 days with the guy helping me put it together, and my brains are totally fried. And so I somehow I had that song going through my head, so I thought I'd share that with you. Hope you enjoyed it. Stan Rogers is from his album, a live album, Between the Breaks, and that's called The White Collar Holler. And we started out with a tune from Planxty from their album Cold Blow in the Rainy Night. Let's see. We heard some reels, the old torn petticoat, the Dublin reel, and the wind that shakes the barley. And one more quick reminder, I'm not sure if they'll still be on, but KGNU has been running live coverage on our AM frequency, 1390 AM, of the hearings for the Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch. And I suspect it's probably over for the day by now, but if you're interested, you can tune into 1390 AM or on the internet at kgnu.org is streaming those hearings live. So, you might be interested in doing that. Okay, well, after the White Collar Holler, let's get back to something a little more traditionally Irish sounding. We're going to hear from singer Phil Callery start out this set.
How could I live on the top of a mountain, with no money in my pocket, nor gold for the counting. I would let the money go, all for to gain her fancy. For I would marry no one but my bonny blue-eyed Nancy. She's my bonny blue-eyed Nancy, with an air so sweet and tender. Her walk like swans on water, and her waist so small and slender. Her golden hair in ringlets fair hung o'er her snow-white shoulder. And I'd ask her for to marry me, and there's no man could be bolder. And there's some people say that she is very low in station, and there are more people say she'll be the cause of my ruination. Oh, but let them all say what they will, to her I will prove constant still, till the day that I die. She will be my own. Dark waters of Ochil, and blithely sing the nightingale, so happy to behold her. And the winds may blow, and the moorcocks crow, and the moon shall shine so deeply. Far as my love for my own lady. And there's some people say that she is very low in station, and there are more people say she'll be the cause of my ruination. Oh, but let them all say what they will, to her I will prove constant still, till the day that I die. She will be my own. Thank you.
Blackbirds and thrushes, if all the young ladies were blackbirds and thrushes, then all the young men would go beating the bushes, right? Fal-da-dal, diddle-dal, diddle-dal, there. If all the young ladies were ducks on the water, if all the young ladies were ducks on the water, then all the young men would go swimming. Sides and go mowing, right? Fall it all, little doll, little doll.
Schultegale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
I walk to this city a stranger in a land I can never call home. I curse the sad notion that caused me in my search of my fortune to roam. I'm weary of working and drinking, and a week's wages left in the bar. And God, it's a shame to use a friend's name just to beg for the price of a jar. I remember that bright April morning when I left home to travel afar. But to work till you're dead for one room and a bed, it's not the reason I left Mullingar. Oh, this London's a city of heartbreak. On Friday there's friends by the score, but when the pay's all gone on Monday, not a friend anymore. And the working week seems never ending. From shovel and pick there's no break. And when you're not working, you're spending a fortune you left home to make. I remember that bright April morn afar, but to work till you're dead for one room and a bed, it's not the reason I left Mullingar. And for every man here who finds fortune and goes home to tell of the tale, every morning the Broadway is crowded with many's the thousands who failed. So young men of Ireland, take warning, in England you never will find the gold at the end of the rainbow. You might just have left it. I remember that bright April morning when I left home to travel afar. But to work till you're dead for one room and a bed, it's not the reason I left Mullingar.
Thank you.
Well, in case that voice sounded very familiar, you're right. That is Mick Bolger and a song from Cole Cannon's brand new CD. The CD is called Wild Orchid, and the song we heard is "The Reason I Left Mullingar," and the tune was "The Left-Handed Mill." And so, if you're interested in getting their new CD, yes, they have a website, www.colcannon.com, and I bet if you go there, you could probably buy a copy of it. So, again, that was The Reason I Left Mullingar, and that is from Cole Cannon's new album, Wild Orchid, it's called. And we started that set with Phil Callery. I know I said, well, after the White Collar Holler, we'd get back to something a little more traditional. And that is a little more traditional, but also he sort of mixed in this real interesting, I think it was a saxophone stuff. It's kind of, well, really neat mixture there. So the song we heard was The Bonnie Blue-Eyed Lassie. And that is from the album From the Edge of Memory. And again, the singer is Phil Callery. That is spelled C-A-L-L-E-R-Y, not calories as in the things we eat too many of. And let's see, who do we have followed that with? After that, we had a tune from... Well, the CD is called Out of Ireland, The Story of Irish Emigration to America, and it's a film soundtrack featuring lots of great Irish musicians, Mick Maloney, Eileen Irish, Seamus Egan, Jerry John Doyle, etc., etc. So beautiful tunes on there. Again, it's, and let's see, which one did we hear? We heard... the Devereaux Brothers theme, and the tunes were The Old Foggy Dew and The Rattling Boys of Ballymote. And I think I got the order right here. Then after that, we heard from Neam Parsons doing Blackbirds and Thrushes and The Blackbird Waltz, and then we ended there with Cole Cannon, The Reason I Left Mullingar. Well, let's do a couple of concert announcements here. Adam Agee and John Sousa are going to be performing on March 24th. If I got my numbers right, I think that's the day after tomorrow, so this Friday, at the Denver Contra Dance. That'll be at the Highlands Masonic Center at 3550 Federal Boulevard in Denver. That's March 24th. Looks like starts at 8 p.m. Then the Bedlam Boys will be at the Beer Works Brewery in Woodland Park at 7 p.m. on March 23rd and March 30th. That's the Bedlam Boys at Beer Works Brewery. And what else we got? Carlos Nunez will be March 25th at the Evanston Celtic Festival. And let's see, the website has brown paper tickets, but maybe just check, see if there's a website for Evanston Celtic Festival. And Carlos Nunez will be there on March 25th. So that's just a couple of things coming up. We'll maybe have a few more announcements later. But meantime, how about I stop talking and we'll play some more music. Just to remind you, you are listening to KGNU, which is... in Boulder and Denver at 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. And we are also recently at 98.7 FM in Fort Collins and 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online anywhere at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. So, coming up next, some songs inspired by the weather we've been having lately. So we're going to start with Archie Fisher and Garnett Rogers, the song, The Winter It Is Past.
For the winter it is past, and the summer's come at last, and the small birds sing on every green tree, and their little hearts are glad. But mine is ever sad, since my true love is far away from me. And the rose among the briar, by the water running clear, brings joy to the linnet and the bee. And their little hearts are blessed, but mine can know no rest, since my true love is far away from me. For my love is like the sun, in the firmament doth run, forever constant and true. Hers is like the moon that wanders up and down, and every month it is new. All you who are in love and cannot it prove, I pity the pain that you endure. For experience lets me know that your hearts are full of woe, and woe that no mortal can cure.
Sun is up and early dawn,
sing, you blackbird, sing.
The sky is blue, the breeze is warm,
so welcome, joyful spring. So welcome, joyful spring. Sing, blackbird, lark, and wren, to welcome, joyful spring.
From the iron touch of cold,
sing, you blackbird, sing.
Ceilings working through the mold,
to welcome, joyful spring. To welcome, joyful spring. Sing, blackbird, lark, and wren, to welcome joyful spring.
Sweet violets scent the air,
sing, you blackbird, sing.
Daffodils dancing everywhere,
to welcome joyful spring. To welcome joyful spring. Sing, blackbird, lark, and wren, to welcome joyful spring.
Puts on her dress of green,
sing, you blackbird, sing.
Trimmed with gold and celandine,
to welcome joyful spring. To welcome joyful spring. Sing, blackbird, lark, and wren, to welcome joyful spring.
Fields the marches box,
sing, you blackbird, sing.
Along the hedgerow slinks the fox,
to welcome joyful spring. To welcome joyful spring. Sing, blackbird, lark, and wren, to welcome joyful spring.
Mm-hmm. buds of green and blossom white.
Sing, you blackbirds, sing.
Every tree a wondrous sight.
To welcome joyful spring, to welcome joyful spring. Sing, blackbird, lark, and wren. To welcome joyful spring, to welcome joyful spring. Sing, blackbird, lark, and wren. To welcome joyful spring.
Thank you. send down the rain, Hughie. Make the land bloom again, Hughie. Set all the rivers and creeks to flowing. Set all the grass and wheat to growing. Make all the lambs fat and woolly. Make all the cattle big and beefy. Make the land bloom again. Send down the rain. Send down some hope, Hughie. We're near the end of our rope. Down here, Hughie. Hope that soon this drought will be ended. Hope that still the vision's splendid. In rain so glory is rising somewhere just over the far horizon, beyond this dust and this smoke. Send down some hope. Send down the rain, Hughie. Make the land bloom again, Hughie. Set all the rivers and creeks to flowing. Set all the grass and wheat to growing. Make all the lambs fat and woolly. Make all the cattle big and beefy. Make the land bloom again. Send down the rain. Send down the rain, Hughie. Make the land bloom again, Hughie. Set all the rivers and creeks to flowing. Set all the grass and wheat to growing. Make all the lambs fat and woolly. Make all the cattle.
As I mentioned, a set inspired by the weather we've been having lately. We finished there with Eric Bogle. That was an Australian prayer for rain from his album, The Dreamer. And we started the set with Archie Fisher and Garnett Rogers singing The Winter It Is Past. And then we heard from Sharon. Well, the album it says is Sharon Krause, Write Wantonly a Mumming, a collection of seasonal songs and celebrations. But actually, of course, there was a lot more singers along with Sharon Krause. And the song we heard was Welcome Joyful Spring. And I just had a list of the performers. Here they are. So there's a whole bunch of people on the album, some of the voices, John Bowden, Ian Giles, Faye Heald, Sharon Krause, Claire Lloyd, Graham Metcalf, John Spears, and Ian Woods. So it's a fun album, Write Wantonly a Mumming, a collection of seasonal songs and celebrations. And then we ended there with Eric Bogle and an Australian prayer for rain. Okay, and one more concert announcement here. Cole Cannon, speaking of Cole Cannon, are going to be performing March 30th at the Catherine Mormon Theater in Colorado Springs at 7:30. That's March 30th. And also on our list of concerts, so another mention about their new CD, Wild Orchard, and that you can find out about it at their website, www.culcannon.com. And one more, there will be there's a Celtic festival in Evanston, Wyoming, which mentioned before, speaking of Carlos Nunez, it's March 24th and 25th, and in addition to Carlos, Also, Stephen and Ruth Hollander, Mark Jardine, Harvest Home, Plaidog, Red Branch, Dunmore Lasses, Young Irelanders, and a bunch of others. So find out more information. Well, look up, I'm not sure what the website would be, but so check out Evanston, Wyoming Celtic Festival. Again, that's March 24th and 25th. So just a few more minutes left. Stay tuned for Musica Mundi coming up at 8, and after that, Reggae Transfusions. Here on Music from All Over the World on Wednesday nights here on KGNU. And I was, I heard somebody was playing Paul Simon's song Graceland, which put me in this mood for various Elvis songs. So I was going to play a bunch of them. Looks like I won't have time to play Graceland, but you all know that one already. So going to start with another Eric Bogle song called Elvis and Me.
Driving through Memphis on a hot, sticky morning, the air clung like the smell of a 10-cent cigar. Me and the boys in our flash-rendered Chevy went driving along the King's Boulevard. Our destination, Graceland, on a pilgrimage long overdue. We bought our tickets from Mandy, who called us all honey. Then we took our place in the queue. There were people from England, from France and Japan. There were Germans and Swedes and the boys in the band. A displaced Texan cowboy from Nashville, Tennessee. And me. So we all wandered through that 70s time warp, the tourists, the curious, and the loyal agent fans. Through the house where he'd spend his happiest hours, each one trying to get some sense of the man. We saw his costumes, guitars, and gold records, his photographs and his souvenirs. I stood by his graveside, awkward and silent, as some people prayed and shed tears. And each of us there, pilgrim or Pharisee, we saw in Graceland what we wanted to see. A shrine or a circus, a tomb or a throne. I saw home. So we drove out of Memphis, we were heading for Texas, left Graceland and some old memories behind. For I couldn't help thinking, as we went driving, of a boy I once knew from a faraway time. Who saw his whole life as a prison, and the only release that he knew was when Elvis was singing, and the boy would start dreaming, as on the wings of the songs his heart flew. They were moments of magic, I remember them still. They live deep in my heart, and they always will. Time cannot erase all the fond memories of Elvis and me. Elvis and me. Elvis and me.
Was she dressed in the dark? Then she whispered, "I'm mad." She was pretty and pink, like a young girl again. 20 years married, and she never thought twice. She picked up her bags and walked into the night. And silver wings carried her over the sea, from the west coast of Ireland to West Tennessee, just to be with her sweetheart. Well, she left everything, from Galway to Graceland, to be with the king. And she sang "Love Me Tender" as the song she loved best. She had "Elvis, I Love You" tattooed on her breast. When they landed in Memphis, well, her heart beat so fast. She'd dreamed for so long, now she'd see him at last. She knelt at his graveside day after day. Come closing time, they would lead her away, just to be with her sweetheart. Well, she left everything, from Galway to Graceland, to be with the king. In the thousands that came from the whole human race to pay their respects at his last resting place. But blindly she knelt there, and she told him her dreams, and she thought that he answered, "Well, that's how it seemed." Then they dragged her away, it was handcuffs this time. She said, "My dear man, are you out of your mind? Don't you know that we're married? See, I'm wearing his ring. I come from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. I come from Galway to Graceland to be with the king."
And if you can't tell, that was Richard Thompson from the CD Acoustic Classics, singing from Galway to Graceland. We started out the set with Eric Bogle singing "Elvis and Me" from his album The Color of Dreams. And then in between, we heard a bit of some polkas from Planxty again, from Cold Blow in the Rainy Night. And that was my Elvis set, inspired from hearing Paul Simon's Graceland somewhere this week. And so anyway, the time is 8 o'clock, and my name's Leslie Lomas, and it's been my pleasure, as always, to spend a Wednesday evening with you on Sheltagale, KGNU's program of Celtic music from all over the world. And you are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And right now, stay tuned for Musica Mundi.
Thank you for stopping by Musica Mundi. My name is Mariah. Stay tuned for 2 hours of global music.
Agua arriba, agua abajo, agua arriba, agua abajo.